You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Feels like a Friday, doesn't it? Three-day 4th of July holiday ahead. I'm Larry Richard, and joining us every Thursday, the one and only Hall of Fame broadcaster, my friend Bill Hillgrove. William, you're up on the lake, I assume. That's a great place to be.
Well, it's a big weekend, and it's my daughter's birthday today, so we have a lot to celebrate.
Nice. Bill, you've been on Conneaut. How many years now you've been going up there? A long time, right?
Well, we've had this place since 1996, so yeah, a few years in grade, but we enjoy it. It's our happy place.
Well, happy birthday, and Mama Marino would have been, she was born in 1913, on the 4th of July. We still celebrate every year, Bill, even though she's not with us, but Jim Roddy, remember Jim Roddy, don't you?
Yeah.
That was his running joke. He said, well, I have to go, we're celebrating my Uncle Bob's 104th birthday. And then he said, of course, he passed 20 years ago, but we still party anyway.
That right. Sounds very Irish.
Yes, that's a great Irish joke. All right, check this stat out, Bill. The Pirates, the most runs scored over a six-game span while allowing fewer than five runs in Major League Baseball history. And the next nearest was Cincinnati's Outlaw Reds in 1884. Who are these guys? What is going on with the Pittsburgh Pirates who shut out St. Louis for a whole series?
I wish I could figure it out, but I tell you what, I'm enjoying it. But the reality is, it right now seems to be a bolt out of the blue. Let's face it, we got to get them out of last place, and that's 7.5 games worth of making up to do. So, okay, they've dug the hole. Let's get out of it.
But to your point, I noticed, and I purposefully wore a Pirate shirt today when I was thinking, I was grabbing a shirt. Oh, Pirates, they're doing good. I'll put the shirt on. But I'm not just a fair weather fan. But when they do well, the fans really come out. We saw attendance build through the weekend and certainly into yesterday's day game for a summer afternoon. It's been fun to watch.
Oh, it sure has. And, you know, it proves the point, Larry. Pittsburgh is a good baseball town, and fortunately, we have enough buzz about this team right now to rally even the casual fan, and so it's all positive. Now we go on the road, but now think about the teams they're playing. Seattle's above 500, and the other two teams, what, Kansas City and Minnesota, are below 500, so maybe on this, you know, pre-All-Star game road trip, they can win a few.
Yeah, it's enjoying the ride right now. And there are a whole bunch of things they've done that no other team has actually done before, which is mind-boggling in the long history of Major League Baseball. Let's shift gears, though. Steelers broke news this week, a surprise to many, that they traded back to Miami Minkah Fitzpatrick, who spent five seasons with the Steelers after two with the Dolphins. Now he goes back. And then we get Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith, who's a tight end. So what do we know about these guys?
Well, first of all, Jalen, he can not only play the outside, but he can also play slot corner. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting battle. You know, you've got Joey Porter and Darius Slay on the other side. Let's see what happens in camp. I think a lot of things will come into focus once they get to St. Vincent College. And, you know, Smith, heck of a blocker and a two-way tight end. So I think he'll help with the depth. But now that begs the question, who's the odd man out in the tight end room? And you make yourself wonder, is it going to be Mount Washington or is it going to be Hayward, Connor Hayward? So, you know, that remains to be seen. And again, it's all very positive. So at first, the trade, I wasn't sure about it. But then the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. Minka did not have a good year last year. And the question is, was that an indication of his play and, you know, where it stands within his career? Or is it, you know, an aberration? So it's up to Miami to figure that out. Meanwhile, I think the Steelers have helped themselves.
I saw a photo of Aaron Rodgers out in the Malibu area of California with a bunch of his receivers. Apparently, he invited them out just to bond and throw the football a little bit. It was kind of nice to see.
Absolutely. Do you think he could afford to do that?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. And I think since he's arrived and decided that he wants to play, I think he's been a good teammate. He's been good in the locker room, in the quarterback room. And I think, you know, he'll show some leadership and the ability to throw the football accurately.
One of the things I liked, Bill, was seeing how Will Howard, the rookie quarterback from Ohio State, has really taken to him. And Rodgers saying, look, I'm going to help share as much knowledge as I can with him. So down the road, I just thought that was very positive and what a good teammate should do.
Absolutely. And I think that's a good sign that Will embraces that. He wants to be better. He knows that he needs some snaps. You know, quarterbacks always need snaps. And so let's see how that works out as well.
3 weeks from today, players report to St. Vincent College in Latrobe. And their first game is in August, early August. They only have two preseason games, or three seasons, one at home. Eventually, they'll only have two once they expand the regular season to 18 games from 17. But, man, Bill, it's hard to believe it's that close and just around the corner.
And for some fans, Larry, it can't come soon enough. Although now, with the Pirates doing well, you take a pause and say, well, let's enjoy the baseball for a while.
Yeah, let's kind of enjoy the ride as long as it lasts. The All-Star game's coming up already for the Bucks. And can you remember a roster shift for the Steelers that has been this enormous? I would bet you if I went to Market Square for lunch today and asked any passerby, and you know how passionate people are about the Steelers, hey, who's the starting running back for the Steelers? right?
Yeah, it's been a heck of a turnover. And I think the fact that they've shown willingness to spend money, I think it's all very interesting, and I think it should provide benefits. That having been said, you know, the experts in Las Vegas still only pick them to win six games, which, well, hey, let's face it, the last few years they've exceeded expectations in the number of wins. But the big criticism of Mike Tomlin has been, how far can they go in the playoffs? Well, let's get to the playoffs first and then worry about how far.
But it's hard to gauge with so many changes. The whole quarterback room has changed again, and the running backs, and we got all these changes on defense we'll see, and some more receivers. So it promises to be exciting in Latrobe in 3 weeks again from today. Bill, enjoy your 4th of July holiday weekend. I'll let you get back to, I know this time of day you're going to be surfing up there behind the big boat.
You should see me on that boogie board.
My best, everybody. Oh. We'll catch you next week. Thank you, Bill.
All 10 seconds.
Hall of Famer Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show.
Green?
I'm colorblind.
Oh,
don't pick on me.
Every time.
Is that green?
You're looking for sympathy every time. I'm colorblind. You get it wrong. I'm colorblind.
You can't pick on me. I got color challenges.
You're disabled?
If you say so.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, what's trending, T?
Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puffy, Love, you name it. He is, I don't know who he is today, tomorrow, but people are outraged saying that they believe that, you know, the system didn't work in their favor. But, I mean, the jurors do their thing. That's what they do. That's the system, whether we like it or not. I mean, that's just what it is.
One of the things I think a lot of people saw initially was the video of the hotel violence against his girlfriend,
Cassie,
which he couldn't deny, and said, you know, he had apologized back then for that. And this was before it all came up in the trial.
Yes.
And I thought that's just one example of violence to women. And I talked to a number of women who feel like you that, you know, wow, he's kind of getting away scot-free, but he still was found guilty of trafficking for prostitution, which does carry a maximum of 10 years. It's unlikely, obviously, that that will come to fruition. But what surprised everybody was the judge didn't let him out on bond.
That was my next. And people were saying he should not have been let out. I mean, Cassie Ventura's attorney came out and said that she had written a letter to the judge asking him to not allow him to be released because she's in fear for what may happen, and which is absolutely understandable. But when we deal with situations like this, we try to put it in perspective for ourselves. However, the justice system is exactly what the justice system is. We would have liked, I'm sure women would have liked to see something other than the outcome of what was given yesterday, but he was not on trial for domestic violence at all. He was on trial for racketeering, prostitution, and trafficking.
Apparently racketeering is really hard to prove in a court of law with a jury with anybody.
Right. So, I mean, you know, so it goes. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Travis Kelce hosted Saturday Night Live. And apparently he has an issue with reading. And people are on social media just ripping him apart. But it was in a podcast that he unveiled this. And he said, the hardest part of hosting SNL was the table read because I can't really read.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it goes to show you that there's things that you just don't know about people.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And
does he have a dyslexic issue? Didn't say dyslexic.
Well, that's what people are saying. People are online saying, just chill out, relax, hold off. He may have challenges with he may have dyslexia. We just don't know. But the thought of people just, I mean, this country has gone
well,
in a direction that I don't know where I am sometimes.
I don't
it's
have
like
to
compassion.
Tell you. Obviously, I would never make fun of someone who had challenges reading. In fact, quite the opposite. It'd be like, what can we do to help?
Right.
But when somebody's in the limelight as much as Travis Kelce, first he was for his football prowess and Super Bowl champion rings. But then, of course, along came Taylor Swift to add to that.
Correct.
And then all the haters come out just because they're jealous of his popularity.
Yes.
That's the way of the world. I mean,
exactly.
But it's always, it's just a small percentage, but they get a lot of attention.
They get attention. Exactly. That's what you see. Because they've said that he's talked about his reading challenges before. This isn't the first time, but I'm guessing the spotlight of being on SNL and, you know, he's out in the forefront and he's letting people know. But where is
it? Well, maybe they can use that to help people. There are a lot of people that can't read or read well that are embarrassed and don't seek help. Maybe.
Right. And there are children who are struggling with dyslexia today. My little cousin is one of those. He's suffering from dyslexia. But like the relationship that I have with my cousin, I made sure as I reached out, we got in contact with people who have programs available to help him. And it's a little step that you have to take. And he took that little step in which he felt like something's wrong with me. But once he started to go to the classes and getting that extra help that you need, he's soaring. He was on honor roll these past 3 weeks.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Exactly. I mean, people, where's the compassion? Larry, I don't know.
Where is the compassion?
Yeah. And Lululemon. Chill out.
Oh, they're upset.
Costco
of all places. They're saying they knocked off Lululemon.
So go, ladies, go to Costco. I'm going today to get you.
Hurry up before they pull.
Hurry up before they're gone.
Because if you've been to Lululemon,
that ain't cheap.
You can look good for a lot less.
That's right.
But hurry. While supplies last. T, thank you.
Trending with T.
It's Trending with T. Morning show. We are on the precipice of a big 4th of July weekend. Larry Richard with Rachel Rennebeck from Yajagoffs, along with John Chamberlain. John is not in studio.
Not here.
But you got a big weekend ahead. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
My North Side friend.
I love when you say that. Anytime someone throws the North Side in, there's always conversation that flows.
My dad grew up on Woods Run, as you know.
Yep.
And my relatives that came from Ireland first came to Manchester. I mean, talking way back. And then emigrated. Well, the North Side and Manchester.
Sure. It's the same thing.
Yeah, they're all tied in. There's some really cool stuff on the North Side. And now, tomorrow, all of the events are going to be on the North Shore because they're working on the point to get ready for the draft.
Yeah.
So what are you Jagoffs doing?
We get to be the voice of Pittsburgh for a hot minute. I mean, no replacement for the Larry Richard, but we get to be on.
The voice of the fireworks.
I should have known
so
that.
So we're working together. You just don't know it.
I should have read my notes before I came in. No, we're excited because our show, as you know, is from 6 until 10 on Fridays. And so it just appropriately fell on the 4th of July. And we get to be in literally my favorite place. Our office is on the North Shore, except as a true North Sider, I really do not emphasize the word North Shore. I acknowledge that it's called the North Shore. But if you are a true North Sider in my generation, it's the North Side, the only side.
There you go. Spoken like a true
North Sider. Yeah.
That said,
yeah.
I was thinking about, for those that don't know, I want people to know that that your dad's Johnny Angel.
If John Chamberlain were with me, that's what he would do.
We obviously have known your dad for many years and enjoyed his music, his singing, and he's still singing.
Still singing. Had, as you know, a few setbacks over the last couple of years in his seventh decade of life, Nothing that he hasn't come back from. And most recently, you know, kept debating internally with our family, you know, what do I do? Do I sing? Because unfortunately, the stroke that he had in September attacked his vocal cords, of all things. And he was a little bit apprehensive about what that would take to really come back in its full entirety. And so I believe 2 weekends ago, he was at the RE Club. Are you aware of it in Sharpsburg?
I've heard of it. Haven't been
sure.
There.
Sure. And that's where the Wee Jams were playing, old friends of his. And they said,
the Wee Jams.
Come on over and sing. And big surprise, he ended up doing an entire evening and is planning, I believe, another one. So I'm glad to see that he's coming back.
That's great.
Yeah.
Your dad's the bomb.
The bomb.
He's
couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm.
And I know your brother.
Yes. Who cannot sing. Do you know that?
He didn't inherit any musical talent. No, he
incorrect. He can hear right from wrong. He will tell you in a heartbeat if it's even a millicent off from a sound perspective. He has the most phenomenal ear, but he is a cat killer. He should not sing. Do not open your mouth, Justin.
And what's funny is your dad's Johnny Angel, but his real name is?
Jack.
Right.
Hunt.
Yes. And so your brother, we joke to him that his name is Justin.
Justin.
We call him Justin Angel.
Oh, Justin. Oh, gotcha. I didn't know. Well, he knows that. And when we were young, people would say, is your last name Angel? And we would be like, no, because I'm Rachel. That would be the most awful name.
Rachel Angel.
Rachel Angel. It sounds more like, you know, a different profession, which I would not have gone into. But yeah, Justin and I were asked that. It's so funny because we have this conversation regularly, and I'm so proud of what my brother's done. We talk about people who find out who we are from our father, and they say, do you sing? And in our later years, I now say, what does your father do? Oh, he's a dentist. Do you work on people's teeth?
Nice.
Because that is such an awkward question,
again,
Larry.
Spoken like a true Northsider.
True story.
You know what I'm saying.
True.
Yeah, so Justin works at the Acrisure
yes.
Stadium.
Yep.
He is a very electrical engineering-minded
yes.
sound.
So talented, yes.
So that does fit into the musical
no
family.
Question.
Now,
yeah.
Did your mother sing?
No. My yeah. mother and my brother are very much behind the scenes, you know, integral to how things work, but never were the front facing. They could have been, but never had the interest. I inherited my dad's personality, so I had no problem talking to people, but they were never singers. No, my mother was completely behind the scenes.
Tell everybody about that super cool museum.
Yeah.
Really, dad was the genesis of it.
No question. And so interesting enough, as we were talking about my dad having a bit of a comeback with performances, et cetera, he met Shelley Duff. You know Shelley Duff, who has performed with like...
not to be confused with Shelley
Duffy. Which I have done on text messages, and both are very gracious to it. But Shelley Duff is an amazing... She performed for many years with Dancing Queen, performs by herself. She's an attorney, does a ton of great music. She was just at an event that we hosted and my dad came and I saw the two of them off to the side. And the next thing that came out of it was a Facebook message that said, or post that said, Shelley will be at Johnny Angel's Ginchy Stuff, because he has this great museum, but he has this really unique platform that is a stage that's conducive to one and two act folks, which my dad has always been a proponent of having music talent live on in the city, because we have so many musicians who are so talented and we need to really push that out there more.
Yeah, there's a place on Route 8 John Vento has
yes.
called Steamworks.
Uh-huh. I've heard about it.
It's a small performance area, but it's really cool because it gives a chance in an intimate setting
yep.
for a
love
lot
that.
Of talent to
right.
perform.
And that's what they love.
So can people visit the Ginchy
Museum?
Oh, for
Museum? Sure. I mean, Ginchy is, you know, when I explain it, I say... It's called R.J. Casey Industrial Park. Who in the heck knows what that is?
No one.
It's where Bicycle Heaven is. You know, typical Pittsburgh. If you give another landmark, then people follow along. It's on your way to the casino. Beaver Avenue, if you literally look over, you'll see the mural that has like Aretha Franklin and various other amazing artists on the wall. I mean, on the outside of it. But it's literally shared space with Bicycle Heaven, which is this iconic place in Pittsburgh. So they share this area. You go in, there's a retail space, and then there's a museum of all people who he's performed with. Artifacts, different things. You know, he'd say to James Brown, can I have your scarf? And then... Now here it is
wow.
in the museum. Jump back, kiss myself, hey! And now he has this little stage to kind of make it the trifecta experience. So if you want to just come in and relive a generation, you can. If you want to see some of the people he's performed with, you can. or you could go on the stage and perform. Well,
that is really
if
cool.
You're good, because you know he wouldn't let you if you're not.
He would tell you.
Oh, I've heard many a times that I'm flat.
Mm-hmm. You would be honest.
Yes.
All right, so you and John are going to be set up on the north side.
North side, yes.
Formerly known as the North Shore.
Yes, yes.
Allegheny City. So where exactly could people come see you?
We will be at McFadden's. We're broadcasting from there. It's been really unique to see all of the information come together, figuring out who's all going to be down there. Many great bands. We know that people are coming down just to hear and see the fireworks. And so we love that organic feel that if you're down there, we may just want to grab you and tell your Pittsburgh story and find out what you've done over the last few fireworks. But
great stuff.
Understand we might be talking to the folks at River Life because they have some big things going on over there.
They do.
The Shore Thing.
That Shore Thing is really cool.
Super stoked.
All right. We're with Rachel Rennebeck from Ya Jag Offs here on the Big K Morning Show, and more to come in a minute.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.